Hello everyone, today I want to show you how to access BitTorrent Sync with JAWS for Windows using Windows 7. I'm going to quickly demonstrate how to add a folder to BitTorrent Sync and get the full access and read-only codes, so that way you can share those with people you would like to share files with. One thing to note, which is nice, is after BitTorrent Sync is installed, it will create a BitTorrent Sync folder within your My Documents folder. And that is where I already have a folder created called BitTorrent Sync Test, which is what we're going to use for this demonstration. Another thing to know about BitTorrent Sync is that upon initial install, there is a checkbox that needs to be checked confirming that you have read and understood the privacy terms. In order to do this, you need to root your JAWS to PC cursor and place your mouse pointer at the beginning of the letter I, so to the left of the letter I, and hit the number 4 key, which simulates moving the mouse pointer to the left. And I recommend after each time you hear JAWS say blank, just tap the mouse button on the keyboard. And it's either the second or third time that you do so that JAWS will announce the checkbox is checked. That is how I have done it, and that has seemed to work well for me. So with that said, let's go ahead and launch BitTorrent Sync. It's right now on my desktop, and I'm just going to do that by pressing Enter.
BitTorrent Sync 1.3.67, My Sync tab, the switch pages, press Control tab.
Now, I can do what JAWS said, which is pressing Control tab, and that'll cycle you through the various options. So we'll do that now.
List view, not selected, no connected devices, 1 of 1, to move the items used. List view, not selected, nothing is being transferred at the moment, 1 of 1, to move the items, use the arrow keys. List view, not selected, no history events, 1 of 1, to move the items, use the device name, colon, edit, win-plan, new, type and text.
This is important to know because this is your preferences. So, if I were to hit tab and shift tab, it should announce that it is the preferences pane.
Show notification of device name, colon, edit, win-plan, new, type and text.
Okay, well it doesn't, but these are the preferences and you know so because as you tab through the items, you can select or deselect various items, which I have done.
Show notifications, checkbox checked, a clear checkmark, press spacebar. Start BitTorrent Sync when Windows starts, checkbox checked, a clear checkmark, press spacebar. Listening port, colon, edit, 51214, type and text.
And it goes on with various ports and things of the sort. For me, I'm actually going to deselect the first two checkboxes because I do not want BitTorrent to start upon logon and I do not want it to announce notifications. Because when announcing notifications, it would actually tell you, JAWS will actually tell you each time a new file is downloaded. So if you have 15, 20 files downloading rather quickly, JAWS will constantly continue when that's been done.
Start BitTorrent Sync when Windows starts, checkbox checked, a clear checkmark, press not checked. Show notifications, checkbox checked, a clear check, not checked.
Now I'm going to just hit the Control tab key again.
Add folder button to activate, press spacebar.
And this is the button I want because this is where I will begin selecting the folder I want to add. After hitting the spacebar key, it's going to present me with the search dialog box, and I'm going to tap to the browse button.
Add folder dialog, generate a new secret or enter shared folder secret, okay, but cancel button to activate, folder to sync, colon, edit, generate button to activate, browse button to activate, press spacebar.
I'm going to hit the spacebar.
Add folder dialog. Generate a new secret or enter shared folder secret. Select the folder dialog. Folder colon edit. Type in text.
I'm going to hit shift tab twice to get to my folder tree view.
Preview, preview. Computer closed. 3 of 4. To move through.
And I'm going to find my documents folder and add the BitTorrent Sync test folder.
Level 1. Level 2. Videos closed. 4. Pictures closed. Music closed. Documents closed.
I'm going to expand this by hitting right arrow.
Documents open. 2 items.
Hitting down arrow once.
Level 3. My documents closed. 1 of 2.
Hitting right arrow once.
Level 4. BitTorrent Sync closed. 1 of 2.
Hitting right arrow once.
BitTorrent Sync opened. 1 item.
Hitting down arrow once.
Level 5. BTS test. 1 of 1.
And pressing enter. Now after I hit enter, I actually have to tab to select folder button.
Shell folder view. Items view list box. Head. Folder colon edit. BTS test. Select folder button to activate. Press spacebar.
Now I hit enter here.
BitTorrent Sync 1.3.67. Add folder dialog. Generate a new secret or enter shared folder secret. Browse button to activate. Press spacebar.
Now, to make sure the folder has been added, I'm going to press the tab key until I hear it announce my folder.
Folder to sync colon edit, type in text. Folder to sync colon edit, c colon backslash users backslash Emilio Hernandez backslash documents backslash BitTorrent sync backslash BTS test, type in text.
And there it is, the entire file path. So now I'm going to hit shift tab until I come to the generate button and hit the space bar there.
Folder to sync colon edit, type in cancel button to activate, OK button to activate, browse button to activate, generate button to activate, press space.
Now I'm going to hit the OK button.
Browse button to activate. OK button to activate. Add folder button to activate. Press spacebar.
Now I'm going to tab until I come to the info button, because since this is the only folder in my table, this is the only one that will have focus.
Info button to activate, press spacebar.
Now I'm going to press the spacebar to select this.
Folder info dialog, OK button to activate, press spacebar.
Now I'm going to hit the tab key.
Cancel button to activate, press spacebar. Secret key tab to switch pages, press control tab. Full access secret colon edit, type in text.
And here it does not tell you the full access code.
New button to activate, press spacebar. Read only secret colon, read only edit, use your reading keys to read the text.
And here it does not tell you the read only code.
Copy button to activate, press spacebar. Full access radio button checked, 1 of 2, to change the selection, press up or down arrow.
But this is where you actually make your selection. So after the full access and read-only areas are displayed, you tab once more, or twice more, you pass the copy button, and you come to this area. And it said full access code 1 of 2. So if I hit down arrow,
read-only radio button checked, 2 of 2, to change the selection, press up or down arrow.
Now this item is checked. So if I shift tab and hit the copy button, it will actually copy the read-only code to my clipboard. Or similarly, if I wanted to use the full access code, I'd just hit up arrow again.
Full access radio button checked, 1 of 2, to change the selection, press up.
Hit shift tab.
Copy button to activate, press spacebar.
And hit the spacebar. And now the full access code is copied to my clipboard. And that is how you add a folder to BitTorrent Sync. Happy file sharing.